Owatonna High School boys tennis. Let's get an update on how the season has started from Coach Kurt Matichek. I know there have been a couple of things postponed, but you've also got in a few matches and things have started off pretty well.
That's right, Roy. We had a couple postponed, but we have three matches completed, and as we speak, we're playing our fourth, and we're off to a good start.
Yeah, we're visiting here on Thursday. Got a little bit of a rain delay here against Rochester John Marshall, but as the rain delay hit, you had won four of the matches, so we know it'll be a win for the Huskies.
Correct, yeah. It was. We knew this was going to be a tight match. We figured it was going to be a 4-3 match one way or the other, and fortunately we were able to sweep doubles and win at our number two single spot with, like you said, three matches remaining.
And as far as the matches up until now, it's all been sweeps, at least leading into Rochester John Marshall. Any surprises to start 3-0 in the matches that are completed?
You know, we weren't real sure about Burnsville, what they had to offer. We knew they had a strong team the year before. They lost a couple of kids to graduation, but a 7-0 win for us over at Gustavus was a nice way to start the season. The most competitive match was at number one singles with Evan Humiller winning in a third set tiebreaker to complete the 7-0 victory. We then moved on to Albert Lea. They're usually a team that's in the lower third of the conference. But we did a great job of doing what we needed to do to get it on and off the court. And then a 7-0 win against Winona. They're rebuilding. They have some young players on their team. And we went in there and played great tennis to get another 7-0 win.
What's the experience level like for the Huskies?
You know, we returned, Roy, a lot of players. All of our singles players this year were varsity players last year, with the exception of Mac Pilcher, who's playing number four singles for us this year. He's an eighth grader, and he is undefeated on the year as well. Our doubles teams, really super competitive. We have Spencer Interest and Ethan Engel playing at number one doubles now. That's a switch of what we had. We had Caleb Schuler there at the beginning of the year, and then at number two doubles we have Brendan Kath and Leo Gantert playing, and then now our number three doubles team has kind of been by committee. Tyler Harris and Zach Noyce, Tyler Harris, and Colin Pedersen, who is a hockey player. Colin has really come into his own here the last week or two. So that number three doubles position will probably be a mix of people. We have like 14 players that could play that position. So we're really blessed with depth.
The conference, who are the favorites? Is it the usual suspects?
Correct. Both Mayo and Century are ranked in the top 10 in the state again, as is Lakeville South, who is in our section. So Section 1AA represented with three teams in the state top 10. We were fortunate enough in last year to play in the Final Four. We were in that grouping. So it will be a battle to get back there, but, you know, that's always our goal. So we return a lot of players with some talent, so if we do our job and work hard, maybe we'll have that opportunity again.
With a couple of matches that had been postponed here early on, is it going to get to be a little bit of a log jam with some reschedulings?
It seems the last couple of springs, Roy, we've been kind of playing three or four matches a week, and it's going to be no different this year. I know a couple of weeks we have four matches, and a couple of them on Saturdays with tournaments, so we could be playing up to six or seven matches per week.
Right. Do you know offhand what, and I know you're still thinking about the JM match, which you have to complete as we're talking, but do you know what's coming up next week offhand?
I believe next week, Roy, we do make up our Red Wing match, I believe, not a makeup.
Okay.
And then we play at Rosemont the following weekend, so I know those for sure.
Okay, well, one at a time is all we can ask. Kurt, thanks for the time. Good luck on a busy season.
Thanks, Roy.
All right, talking boys tennis with Kurt Matichek on the Coach's Show.